and welcome to the Indie Dog. I'm your host, Radha Thomas. Harini Raghavan is an HR professional with a deep passion for animals. She's extremely active in advocating for the rights of animals. It's another way of saying she lobbies and cajoles and pleads with the government to do their job. Please, 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 did you hear me say please? Is kind of what she does. Harini and a few other people set up Citizens for Animal Birth Control, ABC, which is an organization. The key here is not the word organization, but the word citizens, because it is mandated by the government that ABC must be carried out locally in each and every city in India by the authorities, local authorities, in our case, the BBMP. There are funds allocated for this, and there's plenty of know-how on methods to do it effectively. But it ain't happening. At least, not with the kind of systematic, single-minded focus that is needed. And so reproduction continues to happen under our noses because all it takes, as you know, is one sperm. If you consider that one female can conservatively litter twice a year in the course of its reproductive lifetime, let's say 6 years, that's 12 puppies, 6 years, or 72 puppies per female, and it boggles the mind to think of where that will lead. Hey Harini, welcome to the Indie Dog. Thanks for being here.
Hi Radha, thanks for having me here.
So, what are the numbers really, Harini, and how old is the data, and who has to do what, and where are we in all of this?
As of 2019, the dog population in the city, as per the dog census initiated by BBMP, is close to 3 lakhs. And it's also, I think they also sort of indicated that about close to 54-55% of the dogs have been spayed and neutered, which means also by default the dogs are also 55% of the dogs are vaccinated. The accuracy of the data is something that we need to go back and confirm with BBMP and the people who help them with the census. But this is the broad data, which means 45% of the 3 lakh dogs are unneutered, unspayed, and unvaccinated. So this is a, you know, while the 55% is an encouraging number, the remaining 45% is also equally distressing, because I think this is only bound to grow if BBMP doesn't apply, aggressive focus in terms of getting dogs picked up for sterilization.
I know that a lot of members of the public are taking this very seriously and picking up dogs to get them sterilized almost as if they were the government. But I mean, it isn't their job.
Citizens have always sort of been an integral part of the animal birth control program in the city. But I think what we did is a couple of us sort of got together and decided that we will give a few hours in a day and sit across the table with BBMP, either physically or on the phone, and see if we could sort of help them understand, identify gaps, and see if we could help them with realistic solutions, around the program.
Meaning?
For instance, I think the whole process sort of started from a sense of pain because we saw so many puppies on the road dying, so many hungry lactating mothers, and also a lot of very visible flaws in the system where, you know, BBMP was indulging in relocation of dogs thanks to being commanded by the MLAs and the corporators. Rabies cases would not get picked up on time. It would take as much as 3 to 4 days for a particular case to get attended.
That's dangerous both for the animal and the human. So what did you guys do?
We got the opportunity to sort of formally introduce WVS to BBMP. WVS is a training organization which helps impart training in the field of surgery, anesthesia, keeping in mind the welfare of animals. BBMP has got a lot of its vets, paravets, and catchers trained from WVS across their centers in Ooty and in Goa.
Well, that's excellent.
The second thing that we did was important to have a centralized helpline to track rabies in the city. And we initiated a concept to BBMP, which was kindly accepted. And today, the Mission Rabies as well as CARE run this helpline very efficiently. It's a 24/7 helpline.
Oh, I understand what this advocacy is all about. I mean, in a way, I find it hard to digest. But what you're saying is that you brought an experienced animal care giver to the BBMP and took BBMP vets to Goa and other places to get trained in how to take care of their animals correctly, humanely. And then you got two private organizations to man the 24-hour hotline for rabies as well as, I guess, animal care, because the BBMP can't do it themselves. So you basically got them to agree in a sweet way. That's wonderful.
I think these are two primary initiatives that we've done. But I think a lot more to be done, Radha.
I can imagine, yes. And how do you monitor what's going on with the BBMP?
I don't think as citizens we can monitor a particular ABC partner. But we can definitely help with inputs. The monitoring responsibility is primarily, in the hands of the director for that particular zone where the ABC center is located. And I think once citizens give inputs, I think they're reasonable. If they are reasonable, I think they're definitely open to implementing. I think I remember about a year and a half, 2 years ago, we recommended that an errant partner had to be, chucked out of the system. And this partner was fairly powerful, influential, was sort of, supposedly hand in glove with the then joint director of that for animal husbandry at BBMP. He's retired now, but I think he was known to be an extremely corrupt and unprofessional official.
Oh boy.
So it was very difficult to sort of get that partner out. But what we did as a team was that we, for a few weeks together, we got a lot of substantial evidence on hand. They were sort of putting canine distemper dogs with healthy dogs. They were relocating dogs, dogs that belonged, that needed to be dropped off in their particular location, were dropped off in completely different locations, botched up surgeries, all of that.
So you gathered all the evidence, documented everything, and then presented it?
So I think as a team, we sort of collected a lot of data and we presented it to Special Commissioner Randeep, who took our inputs and terminated the particular agency for not sort of bringing to his notice the evidence that citizens could bring to him.
He certainly got that right.
I think so. From that perspective, citizens cannot directly monitor the system. They can always sort of bring in inputs. And if there is a good official on the seat, things will change.
Harini, this errant partner who is so cruel and callous and whose name we shall not take, what do you suppose made him behave the way he did?
The motivation for this errant partner could have been money.
Of course.
The welfare of the dog is only second to that.
Yeah, money makes people into animals.
Most of the, per surgery, I think BBMP pays about 1,200 to 1,300 rupees to the ABC partner. So if a ABC partner is, only focused on making money, will cut corners, right?
I want to say wrong.
Will not invest in the right kind of infrastructure. Will bring in low quality, surgeons. Will, underpay them. Could bring in low quality material, sutures. So which essentially hampers the welfare of the dog.
No one's thinking about the dog here.
But it definitely boosts up their margins. So this is a high margin business. if the welfare of the dog is not the primary focus.
I guess they haven't heard of the veterinarian's oath. There are very many citizen-driven animal welfare organizations that work with the BBMP. This we know. So what would you say is the USP of your organization and the way you work with the BBMP?
We choose, consciously choose dialogue, constant dialogue with BBMP. We sort of give a few hours every day to the system to ensure that there is constant communication with the officials.
So do you think this approach is working?
So I think what this kind of approach has done is that it's also increased the ownership, transparency with respect to officials around the program. I think we have a far more invigorated team at this point in time. You know how bureaucrats are, right? So typically, for them, it's just a job. But I think today it means something more to them because today, they're doing a little more than what they should be doing, which is managing the ABC program or the ARV program. But they also sort of help citizens in distress.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
If there is a feeder facing an issue or getting harassed by the society or on the road, I think there is a mechanism to escalate it to BBMP. BBMP will either come and talk to the society or the person who was harassing a specific feeder, and will things sort of get sorted from there. Or they also help you file FIRs if required, if you need to go down the legal route.
Well, that's good to know.
So I think today there is a lot more pride and ownership around what they do, but I don't think we can take full responsibility for that. I think a majority of the credit goes to, the excellent Special Commissioner for Health and Animal Husbandry that we had about 6-7 months ago, Randeep. He sort of really shook up the system.
Sometimes all it takes is one guy to shake things up and then it works. And if things keep rolling in the right direction, then everyone's happy. Do you think the BBMP is kind of on board with what's going on?
BBMP has sort of also taken the WS relationship a notch higher. They've brought in the WS app to track, catching and releasing of dogs.
Yeah, I've heard of this app being used in other cities, but I haven't heard much about it in Bangalore. Does it work?
Oh, yes, I think it should work well. Every dog that's caught is photographed, and the photograph is sort of geotagged to the location of the pickup. And every dog is kept in the center for about 3 days post-surgery. And during the drop-off, the drop-off is also captured. So I think the whole process limits, dogs being wrongly dropped off, sort of ensures that they're dropped off at the same place. I think that, so those errors of omission, commission are avoided.
Finally, some excellent news there. Harini, is there someone else like Randeep in the offing, you think?
Yeah, I think Randeep was one of a kind. He, the 2 years that he was with BBMP driving this role, I think he's brought about some phenomenal changes.
Yeah, certainly seems that way.
It's unfortunate that, he had to move on from BBMP, but I think he's holding a larger portfolio for the state. Wish him luck, but we've got an equally interesting officer who's come from Government of Karnataka. He's an IAS officer who used to be a commissioner for health for Karnataka. He's taken on as the special commissioner for health, animal husbandry. His name is Dr. Trilok Chandra. We've not really had too much of time with him, FaceTime with him. So we hope to sort of engage with him regularly and see if we could sort of get some more initiatives going.
Well, let's hope he likes you and the Citizens for Animal Birth Control, and this becomes a wonderful, forever kind of relationship. What do you really hope to accomplish between the CABC and the BBMP in the long term, I mean?
I think the broader agenda is to ensure that, people
if they have ideas for the system to change. I think we encourage them to sort of reach out to BBMP stakeholders directly and see if they can make that change happen. While, you know, a handful of us are doing this today, I think imagine if 100 people were doing this. I think we'll have a more fantastic system on board.
That sounds amazing. Really does. I mean, just imagine if the government and the people formed a partnership, they joined hands and worked happily together. I would blink. I would think I'm dreaming. So tell me something else, Harini. The rabies hotline. BBMP has a lot of numbers that you can call for this and that, and they don't always work. What about in the case of rabies, where it's a matter of life and death, literally? What's going on?
The rabies helpline is primarily run by CARE and Mission Rabies in partnership with BBMP. The primary objective of the rabies helpline is to ensure that every rabies case is attended to in a very short period of time and sort of is given the priority that it deserves, because rabies is a killer disease that sort of puts many humans and other dogs at risk. How the process flows is that I think when there is a caller saying there is a dog bite, you know, you assume that it is rabies, and the rabies helpline calls the respective director of the zone and informs him about this particular bite case, and they will ensure that until he gets information from the ABC partner that the ABC partner is on the way to pick up the dog, you know, they keep following up. And once the dog is brought into the center, the dog is kept under observation for a few days. If the dog has rabies, the dog unfortunately passes away, and in which case the helpline will coordinate between the ABC partner as well as the veterinary college to ensure that the postmortem is done and the brain sample is sent, you know, prior to that, and you know, ensure that the report comes out, you know, and is shared with the BBMP.
Sounds well thought out.
Now, the helpline also, if there is a genuine bite and the caller is a victim or the family of the victim or the friend of the victim, the helpline also very seriously advises them to take their anti-rabies shots as a precaution and will guide them where exactly it can be done. And many a times, if there is a genuine bite, the BBMP will reimburse, you know, money for these vaccinations as well, as long as it's done in a government hospital.
Okay, and what about if the dog isn't rabid?
Now, in case the dog is not rabid, the dog is vaccinated and sent back, and the helpline follows up to that effect as well.
People manning the helplines have to be very clear thinking as well.
Now, the helpline also acts as a huge shock absorber in terms of cutting the fluff from the actual stuff. So there are a lot of callers who are not genuine callers. So who will? So I think the intent of the helpline will also sort of be to sort of weed out these you know, fake callers who are reporting fake bites, which they have been successfully doing.
Thank goodness for Sudha Narayan and CARE.
Rabies helpline, I think CARE especially has been doing a phenomenal job of sort of managing the system to the T. And I just hope every other city is lucky to sort of have a helpline to sort of manage things, because rabies is quite deadly.
Yes, thank you so much for that, Harini. Rabies is a deadly disease and one better not take chances with it. Thank you so much for talking to me, and also for CABC and the wonderful work it's doing to make sure that the BBMP is happy, and more importantly, that the doggies of Bangalore are happy. That's dog speak for Did You Know? Did you know that there is no cure for rabies, no treatment? And if you don't get treated for a bite immediately, you will most certainly die. If you get bitten by a dog that has not had its ARV anti-rabies vaccine, and that means any street dog you don't know personally, you must immediately get to a doctor or a hospital within the hour if possible and get a series of shots that prevents the rabies virus from settling into your body and spreading. There's a tiny window and you have to grab it. Usually, it's about 4 to 5 shots depending on whether you've had a rabies shot before or not. No longer are they giving you 13 shots in your tummy and all that. It's all very civilized. This is the 21st century. All street dogs in Bangalore are supposed to be given ARV once a year by the government. So if you live in the city, the chances of getting bit by a rabid dog are not terribly high. But still, if you do get bitten, get to a doctor immediately. That's it from me for now. Until next time, woof!